Located in a former courthouse in the suburbs of Dakar, La Maison Rose, the Pink House, welcomes young girls from all over the country, often pregnant. Most have been rejected by their families, others ran away from an abusive home life.
One night my stepfather came into my room. I hadn't closed the door. He came with a knife. He raped me. And then I was pregnant. My mother and my aunts, they all said that they would give me an abortion, that I can't keep this baby. That's when the police came. They said we mustn't touch the baby, that I have to leave it like that.
17-year-old Hadi and her 2-year-old daughter are also residents at the shelter.
That's when I came to Dakar to live with my father during my pregnancy. My father was angry. He won't speak to me anymore. I don't know why he doesn't understand me. I didn't do anything wrong in this story.
Located in a working-class Dakar suburb, it's thanks to the shelter that Hadi managed to overcome the ordeal of her rape and the legal impossibility of an abortion. It's also at the shelter that she found the strength to deal with the birth of her little girl. Yet every aspect of her situation predestined her to join the long list of Senegalese women who, alone and desperate, kill their babies at birth. Cases of infanticide in Senegal make the news almost on a daily basis after a corpse is found at the landfill, a well or an abandoned lot. A fifth of the women in prison are serving sentences for infanticide. Hadi, like other residents of the Pink House, get counselling and take part in therapeutic workshops every day, like yoga, pottery, drawing classes, theatre and storytelling. André Tchakan, a court-appointed lawyer, has defended women accused of killing their newborns, women who commit infanticide rather than face the family scorn and shame inflicted on them for their early or unwanted pregnancies. He recalls the case of one of his clients, a 29-year-old woman who had 2 children out of wedlock and killed the third.
The family was hard on her after the first and the second pregnancy because each of the fathers did not take responsibility for the children. So having a child in these conditions brings an extra burden. There are social realities, which means that the family can be very severe with you or turn their back on you. The third pregnancy is what led her to the unfortunate act. She did not want to expose herself to her family's vengeance.
Contraception is another issue for young girls, especially in rural areas where no one talks about family planning. Fatou Sow is a sociologist and activist for women's rights.
It's extremely difficult for young girls to receive contraception because medically, many believe the girls should not be sexually active because it's contrary to cultural beliefs, along with religious beliefs that the medical community is saturated with, and that's in the cities.
Around 22% of women have access to contraception in Senegal.
No one is asking, do these young women have access to contraception? If they'd been able to use it without hiding, there would be fewer cases of unwanted pregnancies, and it would certainly lead to a lower rate of infanticide.
Over the last 10 years, the residents at La Maison Rose have assisted the births of more than 130 babies. Thanks to the support they've received here, the new mothers learn to love their children.
Even after a rape, we teach them to move forward in their lives and not to keep turning back to look at their baggage.
Mona Chassario is the founder of La Maison Rose.
You arrive with a baby you didn't want. It's learning to love this baby. When they arrive, they always want to give up the baby. Always or almost always, they say to us, no, I don't want it. And then as there's a lot of joy in this house, a lot of love, all of a sudden they begin to feel what is in their belly.
Without the care and help from Mona and her team, fragile and abandoned teenagers like Hadi are likely to commit more infanticides. The care the women receive here is possible thanks to private funding. The government may need to start providing care and protection for vulnerable women in order to reduce the number of infanticides, while abortion remains illegal. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet, Lou Garçon and Maria Matiam in Dakar.